Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran, donkey of the day for Wednesday, March 10th, goes to a 35-year-old Chicago man named Lafayette Moore. Life, man. Life. Every day I wake up, I thank God for it. I am blessed, black, and highly favored. Nick, you see? You get the, you see? You see what the back of my shirt, my hoodie say? Blessed, black, and highly favored. Gratitude is my attitude. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I pray. I meditate. I chant my mantras every day. Why? Because of people like Lafayette Moore. See, I am a huge advocate for mental health. I want everyone to go out there and, you know, go to therapy once a week like I do. I want people to have a sacred purpose coach or just some type of spiritual coach in your life, you know, whether it's anxiety, depression, PTSD, whatever trauma you're dealing with, please go deal with it before it deals with you. But man, some people out here on this planet are just off. And I don't know if it's any hope for them, okay? They're not here with us. We see them, they see us, but we're not in the same place. Lafayette Moore is one of those people, and he's one of those people who scares me so much, okay? He's one of those people who are a main source of my anxiety, because see, the way my anxiety is set up is because people like Lafayette Moore scare me, because Lafayette doesn't seem to know right from wrong. He doesn't seem to know criminal from legal. We talk about these people often here on The Breakfast Club, you know, the ones who commit crimes and then go on social media and talk about said crime like they have employment at a legitimate job or ownership in a legitimate business. Yeah, Lafayette is one of those. And these people are scary, terrifying, actually. See, Lafayette Moore was charged with motor vehicle theft about 4:18 p.m. last Friday. A vehicle was stolen from a BP Amoco gas station. The owner left the vehicle running and unlocked while he went inside to buy something, and it was gone when he left the store. Well, an officer was investigating a crash in the same area of the car theft. And you know what? Why am I telling y'all this story? Let's go to WBBM News Radio for the report, please.
The 35-year-old Chicago man, identified as Lafayette Moore, is alleged to have driven off in a car left running at a gas station in Joliet. He was trying to find his way to I-80 and saw a police officer at a crash scene and asked for directions. By then, the theft had been reported and the vehicle description had been broadcast, and Moore was close to I-80. The officer gave him directions and then realized that was the car that was just stolen. He pulled the car over a short distance away and arrested Moore without incident.
Y'all ain't hear what I just heard. Lafayette Moore stole someone's car and then pulled up to a police officer in the stolen car and asked for directions. Play the news report again, Drum. I'm going to stop you, but play it.
The 35-year-old Chicago man, identified as Lafayette Moore, is alleged to have driven off in a car left running at a gas station in Joliet. He was trying to find his way to I-80 and saw a police officer at a crash scene and asked for directions.
Stop. Just let that sit there for a second. Just let that sit there for a second. Because, see, y'all don't ever stop and take a second to think about the people we have to deal with and interact with on an everyday basis. That's why I don't mind social distancing. Okay, I was a social distancer before COVID. Before COVID, I told y'all segregation was a great concept that was poorly executed. It should have been based, it shouldn't have been based on race. No, it shouldn't have been based on race. It should have been based on mindset. Okay, I'm not sounding, you know, elitist at all when I say I shouldn't have to share space with Lafayette Moore. Okay, why would I want to be in the same restaurant as that guy? Okay, why should him and I live in the same neighborhood? It don't have anything to do with his race. It's his mindset. Okay, I don't care what race he is. When I hear that story, only thing I think is keep him and those who think like him away from me. This is the equivalent of robbing a bank and then going back to that same bank to open a bank account to deposit the money you just stole from that bank in it. Okay, stories like this really, 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 really just make me want to focus on my 5-year retirement plan. Okay, I have to go live like the Amish. All right, build my own community somewhere in the world. All right, grow my own food, preserve my own food, just eat naturally, be surrounded by family, preferably on the island of Anguilla. I just want to put as much distance between myself and the Lafayette Moores of the world as possible. This is just another cautionary tale, a reminder of what we, the humans with common sense and logical thinking skills, are up against every day. I don't want Lafayette Moore. I want Lafayette less. Please give Lafayette Moore the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
I'm absolutely serious when I say I don't care what race this person is because it's all about his mindset. But let's play a game of guess what race it is. All right, Lafayette Moore, 35 years old, of Chicago, Illinois. Stole a car from a gas station and then stopped and asked police for directions in the same stolen car. DJ Envy, guess what race he is?
I'm going with black.
Why?
Damn.
Why?
All right. Chicago, Illinois.
Wow.
Stealing a car from a gas station.
Wow.
But the fact that he pulled over and talked to the a cop after he stole the car is high talk. He was high. He was high. That seems like something you do when you're high.
Or it shows a high level of privilege.
Nah.
I'm just saying. Shows a high level of privilege.
I'm staying with black.
You staying with black? Mm-hmm. Okay. Angela Yee, Lafayette Moore of Chicago, Illinois, stole a car from a gas station, stopped and asked police for directions in the same stolen car. Guess what race he is?
Now, originally, I was thinking that he was white because of his actions. I think about Dave Chappelle when he talks about how you pull up to the cops smoking weed and be like, hey, can you give me directions? Not even thinking that something might happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
But the name Lafayette makes me think of True Blood.
Well, Lafayette was black in True Blood.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying, but that's what makes me think maybe black. So okay. I'm a little bit torn on this one.
Pick a side.
Damn, Dramos.
She said black.
She didn't pick yet.
Okay, all
right. She
Dramos
said she's
just
thinking.
Wants him to be black. Man, gosh, Dramos.
You pick black.
What do you pick, Angela Yee?
Because I can't imagine a black person would do that.
Such a high level of privilege, right? An entitlement to pull up to a police officer in a stolen car?
But I am going to say black just because of the name Lafayette. I don't know any white people named Lafayette.
Wow.
See?
Well, Angela Yee, DJ Envy, you both are wrong. Lafayette Moore is not black. He's a nigga. And it is a difference. And I am drawing a line in the sand. It's a line that has been drawn for a long time. Chris Rock drew it a long time ago when he told y'all the difference between black people and N-words. And I need to be separated from the N-words like Lafayette Moore of the world.
Goodness
okay?
Gracious.
So you're both wrong.
Let me
Google him. I don't know. I didn't know that was an option.
Google him. Oh, no. Please, the revolt. Hold on. Google Lafayette Moore image. No. You see him?
Yeah, I see him.
100% pure.
He's fucking, I would have never pulled over next to the police. Hell no.
He looked like every single description you could give of a suspect. He looked like every single description a white person would give of a suspect. He's got dreadlocks. He's black.
Goodness.
What's wrong with him?
It looks like he got a teardrop on his eye. I can't really see it.
Yeah, he got like a lazy shadow. Eye. Like, bro, what is wrong with you? Clearly, he was on something, though.
Yeah, that's what I said. He had to be on something. The fact that you pulled over and spoke to a cop after you stole a car?
Oh, you might have been completely sober. I'm telling you, we live in a different world, bro. And I ain't talking about the sitcom.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.